The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. It is interesting that Jesus saves his harshest words not to the sinners of the time, like the tax collectors and prostitutes, but to the righteous people, to the religious people, all those who appeared at least religious on the outside, like the scribes and the Pharisees, the ones who followed the law. And it's not that Jesus has problem with religious people or people who follow the law and go through the devotional practices of their faith. His problem with people who are not authentic, who appear spiritual and, you know, religious on the outside, but their hearts are still full of evil doing, judgment, and hatred rather than love and compassion. See, the problem with the Pharisees and the scribes is that they did not think they need Jesus because they were perfect, they were good, they were doing everything that needed to be done. That's why they resisted Jesus. While the sinners, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, they recognized they need saving, they need a savior, and that's why they flocked to Jesus. If we don't know who we are and what we need, it's hard for us to go after what we should have. It's like an alcoholic, you know, unless you realize that you have a drinking problem, you're not going to seek help. You got to be angry at people who tells you, well, you need to get help. Unless you recognize and accept the fact that you're an alcoholic, that you can't control your drinking, that you need someone to help you. You cannot do it by yourself. These words are important for us today because there is many religious people, whether Catholic or non-Catholic, who also think they don't need Christ, they don't need Jesus because they don't sin. I mean, yeah, maybe like a white lie here or there, but nothing big. So why would they need Jesus? Why would they need to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation? Why would the Eucharist be important for them? Jesus doesn't want us to recognize that we are sinners to put us down or to judge us. He wants us to recognize our sinners so we can ask for help, his help. It's like a red flag for us to recognize, look, if you don't come to me, if you don't recognize that you need a savior, then you're going to be in trouble. The Pharisees pointed to others as sinners to condemn them, to judge them, to separate themselves from them. Jesus does the opposite. He wants to be with the sinners. He wants to come to help them, to save them, to help them recognize their needs and help them to grow as people of love, compassion, and mercy.